CliffCentral.com.
I can't believe it's Friday again. I'm so happy. I am so happy.
I am happy. It's Friday.
I'm breathless.
You're breathless?
Yeah.
Why are you breathless?
Just to show how out of shape I am.
You are out of shape.
Just these 2 stairs.
Man. Yeah, man, Londi.
What is wrong with me?
And you're wearing heels and stuff.
Imagine.
Ah, it's terrible.
It's bad.
It really is. All right, well, Palace has selected us a track that we could start the show with.
What do you think of that track?
No. I was the one that suggested it. I was like, no, Palace, you know what? For all time's sake, do you mind just giving us something we can start the show with?
Yeah.
And she selected African Touch by DJ Clock featuring DJ Mshega.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think of the song?
Very nice. Very nice. It's got this, it reminds me a lot of some of Black Coffee's earlier stuff. There was a time Osun Lare as well used to do some, tribal kind of vibe. There was a time when this was all you'd hear. It's got da capo in it a little bit in there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But very nice jam. Very nice
it
jam.
Is, it is.
Right, man. Welcome to it. It is 20-something with myself, Just Another Cool Kid, as well as Miss Lundy Sam. How are you?
I'm good, man. How's
your
week?
I'm fantastic. Oh, my week. My week was... I don't know how my week was. It was filled with ups and downs. On Tuesday, I was at TUT main campus. They had their drummies extravaganza.
Of course.
Yes.
They had to be there. Of course.
But I wasn't impressed.
Why?
Because it wasn't drummies. It wasn't drummies. It was like a dancing competition. Like every res, because it happens between all the residences at TUT.
Yeah.
And all of them did the same thing. It was like, they do the, drum majorette steps for like 5 seconds, and then they play a popular track.
Like, and then everyone, popular, just,
you know, everyone
down.
Just gets down to that track. They have a little dance. So I was like, it could have been better if there was a lot more stepping and drummies and stuff, Because the first time I ever saw it was 2010, when I first moved to Pretoria. Yeah, that was a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they did it then was gangster. Like, they pulled off like proper, drummies. Like, they were doing the moves and stuff, putting their hands up in sync,
I guess it's the now thing. We don't stick to original stuff.
Like, yeah,
we just feel like, it's boring. We need to bring in a little bit of flavor,
bit more spice.
Only to find that it just messes up everything.
Yeah, I feel like once we push too hard to remix things or put ourselves in a corner to become new, like try come up with something new.
Yeah.
We add so much unnecessary pressure on ourselves,
mm-hmm.
which is why people end up coming up with lackluster performances. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think just keep it calm, man. Relax. Remember the basics. I think if you master the basics,
you're good.
It'll be a walk in the park. It'll be a walk in the park.
Yeah.
How was your week?
My week was quite... It was quiet.
It was quiet?
It was very quiet. Only got to leave yesterday. I went to the Back to the City.
Yes, I actually wanted
amazing.
To ask.
It was amazing. I attended the hip-hop summit. That thing was very informative and very fun.
Yeah,
to sit in a room full of creatives, people that are not known, and you're like, oh my goodness, there's so much talent in South Africa. It was just amazing.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I remember when we were talking to Rashid last week,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, I haven't been to Back to the City in a while.
Yeah,
like in a couple of years, and I thought I was gonna be able to catch it this week, but. It was,
one of scheduling. Those. Life happened.
Yeah, scheduling conflicts.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't like about the summit was the fact that all these major names, they were not there. And I'm sitting there asking myself, how are these people, how are these beautiful minds in this room are ever going to get out there if there is no one out there who's already there, made it?
That's how it begins. I think you need to have... For the first step, they actually got those people in one room together at the same time.
They were just like except for the American people, obviously, yeah. There was just like maybe two people from the industry that would be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, as I said, I think it starts with the conversation. You know, getting those people. Sometimes the most difficult thing about getting anything done mm-hmm. is starting. You know what I mean?
I get you.
I feel like them being in the same room, sharing ideas.
I was just in the morning. I don't know whether I was pissed or what I was happy. I just sat there. I was watching the news in the morning, and now they're going back to the city, and they're just interviewing all these big names. And I'm like, but guys, do you know these people came at 9 at night,
yeah.
and there were people who were there since 10 o'clock in the morning, and they've
But I mean,
like it got to me. I'm like, so now you're showing us what case, but whoever, and there were people who ran the show from 10 o'clock in the morning till 9, these big cats came in.
The thing is, sometimes we forget about money. We're a bit too idealistic. You're not going to get ratings talking to some beautiful mind that no one knows about.
Nah,
you know,
man.
Interviewing Casper and AKA gives you ratings.
Give credit where it's due.
For sure. It's just the way things work. Everything is about ratings, numbers. Like, even when we go out looking for sponsorship, all they want to know is numbers. Can you guys bring us numbers? That's all they care about.
It sucks.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's the world we live in. It's the world we live in. So, how that was your Freedom Day.
Yeah.
What does Freedom Day mean to you? Let me ask you that, because we've got a couple of voice notes.
I didn't expect that.
No,
because I'm the one who put out this question.
Exactly.
Like, what is,
no,
what
but
is
we need
freedom
to start with you.
And Freedom Day means to you.
Yeah.
For me, more than the liberation of the mind, it means the freedom to be able to exercise your rights and mm-hmm. be responsible about every other decision you make.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also Freedom Day also means the remembrance of everything that was happening, and to think that a lot of people at our age then they did not have all these opportunities that we have, and it just feels good to be free enough to express ourselves and be able to be in each and every space that we can possibly be in.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice. Very, very eloquent. Very well put.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it was very well put.
That's nice.
Very well put. All right. We got a couple of people to send us their voice notes.
Yeah.
Telling us what they think freedom is or what do they feel about Freedom Day. Here we go. We've got one up.
Freedom to me means more responsibility. Because true freedom means responsibility and accountability. For example, a slave has no more responsibility than his master. Therefore, to me, freedom means being that master. And I think we do have true freedom to act out our responsibility. It first takes the awareness of what one's responsibilities are. I think it is only our minds that enslave us. But what enslaves us even further is thinking that we can run away from the responsibility that comes with our freedom.
Very nice. Who was that?
To me, freedom means the opportunity to challenge your mind to do positive things that will eventually benefit you and the people around you.
Ah, very simple. Straight to the point, right?
Yeah.
In and out. That didn't even take 2 seconds, man.
That was actually Casey.
Ah, that was Casey?
Yeah, the first one was Casey.
Oh, okay, cool. Shout out, Casey.
Yeah, man.
Because she's one of us now. She is. She's part of the family. She loves us so much.
I don't know.
And we love her too.
I don't know whether we can call her Monkey as well.
Yeah, no, of course. She's a love monkey
she's
too.
She's our love monkey.
She is our love monkey. Of course she's our love monkey. So, I mean, those were some interesting views from those two voice notes. In fact, for you guys that are listening to the show right now, if you want to be in contact with us, you can send your messages, your WhatsApp messages to 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. Or you can do the old school thing and give us a call on 0861-555-189. 0861-555-189. And I get the feeling you're going to want to call us today. Because we've got a very interesting young man in the studio.
My guy.
Talented, good looking, young, vibrant. So many ways to describe this young man. But before we get to him, yes, a lot of people have melted in the studio. Like Sims Sims couldn't even keep her hands to herself.
She's like, so when he comes, do I just sit with him, have a minute or two with him, or do I just bring him to you guys? I'm like, just bring him to us.
I mean, it's Sims, okay? I feel like you need to call all your hormones and tell them to sit down, please. Because this is madness, all right? We can't just... Now, she's using us talking about her as an excuse to come into the studio. You know
imagine,
what I mean?
You ain't slick, Sims. What life is this? What you kind of life are you living?
You ain't slick. We saw you. We've been seeing you. You are not slick. You're not slick. No, Slim. Yeah, Sims, you are not
it's
slick.
It's the same thing.
You're not slick. Anyway, Freedom Day, man. To wrap this up real quickly. To me, what Freedom Day represents... to me was the moment the African population, I'm speaking about black people here, you get what I mean? Mm. The moment we were open to the idea of thinking more of ourselves, you get what I mean? Because before then, all you could be was a gardener or whatever type of job you were supposedly allocated.
Puppets.
Yeah.
We were
subservient. We were all of these things. But on, I mean, that day opened up our minds to ourselves. You know what I mean? Now all of a sudden we can look at ourselves and find out our history, go into libraries, read books, and become one with ourselves.
Yeah.
Before we even think about going outside and taking on the day, mm-hmm. we wake up with that feeling that, you know what, man, I am someone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a human being who needs to be treated with the respect that a human being deserves, first and foremost.
Yeah.
You know? Because I think the number one scar that we have as black people, people of color in general, all over the world, was that we were dehumanized for centuries. We were told that we are similar to animals and all of this stuff. Like we're no better than a dog. In fact, some dogs till this day live better than some black
that's
people.
True.
You get what I mean? And that day was when we realized we are more than that. Like when it became a something real, something true. You know? Because before then it was, you know, idle chatter. Like I wish it's a fantasy.
Mm.
Now it's real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now we've got black presidents, we've got black scientists, we've got rocket scientists, black, you know what I mean? We've got black pilots. All of these things that seemed impossible before are real now. They're realistic.
True.
In fact, it seems as if when you look across the country, if you're not chasing your dreams, you're not doing anything at all.
What are you doing with your
what
life?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, let go. Be free, man. Be free.
And just leave.
Yeah, man. All right. If you want to join a conversation, you can... send in your tweets at JNG_live at cliffcentral.com with the hashtag 20 something. We are about to talk to the gentleman I was talking about a little earlier on. If you guys watch television, I'm sure you do, there's this little show. It started off in America. It's called Idols. You know Idols?
It's a little show. Have you seen?
I was trying to play it down a little bit. You know, there's this show, right? It's called Idols, right?
Yeah.
And it's made superstars.
Yeah.
It really has made superstars. And last year we were, I don't know, privileged? I think privileged is the word I want to use here. Privileged to watch some of the most talented people I think we've seen on Idols
it
in SA.
Amazing. It was amazing.
I think.
Yeah.
I might get into a little trouble for this one, but I think as far as the voices are concerned, the people that they found, I think last season was one of the best we've seen so far.
Two seasons for me actually stood out for me. I think it was season 12,
mm-hmm.
season 10, where there was Kaya.
Yeah, yeah.
And last year's season.
Right.
Those two seasons for me, I was like...
There you go.
Actually, I didn't watch Idols. As soon as he was out, I was like, whatever. And I lost control. I swear to you. And I was like, even though the season is not nice anyway.
All right.
And then I came back last year. I'm like... Yeah.
So... to end with all the touching and going around in circles, we're joined by Tammy. in the building. How are you, my brother?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
I am fantastic, man. And I feel like we left a small detail out of this. You were the runner-up last year.
Yeah, and I disagree with what you guys were saying just now.
I think
the best seasons were season 11 and season 12. Season 11 had, you know, the best vocalists.
Okay.
In my opinion.
In your opinion, yeah.
Okay.
But the performance factor wasn't really there.
Yeah.
And then last year was about performance.
Yeah.
Like people were performers. Like everybody that was on Idols was just amazing performers. And then there was, you know, powerful vocalists, your Tara, your Keegan and Noma.
Yeah.
And Lucia, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Those were like just beautiful vocalists. But they had an element that the previous guys didn't have. They had voice and performance.
Ah.
In my opinion, we can
debate this for
forever.
Yeah.
No, you know what? It's very interesting. I always look at how people react to certain things. Here we are complimenting you and going crazy about how last season was one of the best, and you sat there and instead of, I don't know, letting it go to your head and all of this stuff, you were like, you know what, actually,
no.
Here's what I think. I think that is so refreshing, man, because what we come across a lot of the time, especially with the type of journey that you had, whereby the one day you were just living your life, being you, and then the next, it's kind of, you know, you're on national TV, and, you know, a lot of people know who you are all of a sudden, you know? Yeah. For you to remain that humble and that calm about things, to me, is really cool, man. Thanks for that.
Man. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that. All right, so let's get into it. When did you discover that you had a voice, bruv?
Yeah. I think since I was a little kid, I always knew that I had a voice, but I think more than just the voice, it's the dream that you have to realize first before you can go anywhere, and as soon as I could realize a dream, I mean I had a lot of things that I wanted for myself when I was 10, I had a lot of things that I wanted for myself when I was 15, when I was 20. But it wasn't until when I got voted out of season 11 that I really just sat down with myself and I was like, okay, where do we want to go with this whole singing thing? Are we good enough to take it there, or are we not? Are we going to fight for it? How much should we fight for it?
Yeah.
How much should we sacrifice for it? Because again, every single career that you could ever get into requires a certain sacrifice. Sometimes it means sacrificing your family, sacrificing your kids. Sometimes it means, you know, sacrificing money so you could be that businessman that you want to be,
yeah,
or that business lady that you want to be.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just requires sacrificing your time for books so you can be that pilot, that a lawyer, that doctor, whatever. So Nami, as a musician, I had to sacrifice, you know, family time. I had to sacrifice people's opinions of me, and stick to what I had as an opinion and as a vision for what I wanted in my life. And I think that's when it started paying out.
Wow.
So it wasn't realizing that I could sing. It was realizing that I had a vision for my singing.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, talent is not enough.
It's not enough. It's never
It really
enough.
Isn't enough. I mean,
never.
I mean, it. Can you imagine you go out there, you try, you don't make it to where you want to be. You are there sitting, wondering, should you even give it another shot? And there you did. Persistence paid out. You went there and you did it.
Yeah.
You know? How's the experience been so far? Because it's been a while now. It's been a little bit of a while now.
It's been a while now. I think it's been a wonderful experience. It's been a life-changing experience. I've got things now that I never imagined I would have.
I wonder what things.
I don't think that's any of your business.
I was just wondering. I was just putting that. You have to tell us.
I feel like we're gonna get Tammy into trouble today.
No,
guys,
yeah, no, knowing us, yeah.
No, guys, no. It's been an amazing journey. It's been a life-changing journey, and I think I've achieved a lot since the end of Idols last year and now. And based on that, I think it's still going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go pretty far.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, it's been amazing.
I know Tammy. I'm just going to put it out there. Before everyone knew him.
What happened to the singer that you were? What happened to the singer that you were?
I was hoping you're not going
to
go there.
She used to be worship leader at my church.
You know what, Tammy?
We used to sing together. It ends there.
I am so happy you brought this up.
What happened, Lundi?
This interview is not about me. We're going back to you.
No.
Okay. I always knew that Tammy could sing, right?
No, but the next time, don't let us if you know a guest, because the guest might just show you up and expose you.
It's fine. I always knew that you could sing. I just did not know you could sing that well. Like, I knew you could sing well. And I was like, Tammy can sing, guys. But I did not know that you... I would sit there and I'm like, oh my goodness, this guy. Like, sitting there watching you peeling like an onion, week after week on Idols, mate, I was just blown away the whole time. Now, my question to you is, before Idols, you went into military and you served there.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to introduce to that whole world and be that person away from being someone who sings and an artist? And how did that whole thing come about?
Okay, this is how it happened. In reality, this is how it happened. My family was struggling to send me to college, so I couldn't finish college. And I started working in a local supermarket and blah, 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 and blah, 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 you know, just being a general person.
Yeah, yeah.
My life wasn't going anywhere, and I heard from somebody that there was, you know, listings for people that wanted to go into the military. I listed because I thought could be my ticket out. I mean, they take you to school and whatever. And lucky for me, that was the right thought. I mean, lucky for me, that did take me out of the hood. It was my ticket out. I left KZN the year I went into the military, and I've never looked back since. I've been working in Joburg, just hustling, and my life has always been about music.
Because
I joined the military to be what was my job title supposed to be? It was chemical biological warfare. That's what I was supposed to do. And that involves, you know, jumping out of the planes and blah 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 and blah 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 and blah blah blah. And I got there and I started hearing about the military band, and I applied and they let me into the military band, and I got my music training there, studied the Scottish bagpipe, did it for a year and a half, and then in 2012 I left the military to go work somewhere else, and I've never looked back since.
That is such an interesting thing. You know, you. I don't know, man. When I look at your face, I see this pretty boy. I don't know if you were gonna lost in the military. I don't know, like the whole G.I. Joe training.
It's funny that you say that, because we were sitting and talking with Noah, and I'm like, can you believe that guy is military trained? Look at him. And this is someone who could end your life, G, just like that.
No, guys.
You know, it's so weird.
Seriously, because, I mean, number one, when I watched you last year on Idols, I couldn't believe where your voice was coming from. Like, you've got this, it fills the room kind of thing. And yet, the way you look, it doesn't represent what's coming out of your mouth.
Come
Does
on,
that make sense?
Guys,
no,
come on.
Seriously. It makes a whole lot of sense.
The performance that stands out for me last year, more than any other of your performances on Idols, the first time you did Sign, Seal, Delivered by Stevie Wonder, man,
yeah.
I was like, okay, this guy just won this thing.
For me, it was when he did I Feel Good by James Brown. I was like, there.
Where does it come from? Where does it come? Like, just before you get on stage and perform, do you have a little ritual that you do? Do you just walk out and deliver?
No. I don't know. I think when the whole competition started and we got into the top 10, I was a bit, you know, scared of the other guys. I was very, you know, shy, timid, coy, everything. And it wasn't until, because I've got that church background.
Yeah.
It wasn't until.
Hello!
For the longest time.
Shamaba.
For the longest time.
Yeah. Rick on my cell phone.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I did Sign, Seal, Delivered. Sign, Seal, Delivered, we had the whole choir backing us up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It kind of felt like I was back in church.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of felt like I was back in church. So the soul came out.
Yeah.
So, and then after that, it was All I Could Do Was Cry. Yo. It was Feel Good. And all those songs were now, you know, just similar songs in a way, because they've got that soul
that
thing,
grit,
you know,
about that, them. Yeah.
And that's when I think I started to come out. But I mean, and I almost missed it, because before I selected the song, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, it was going to be Brenda Fassie, Too Late for Mom.
Okay.
It was going to be that song, and then RJ was like, no.
Thank you, RJ.
No.
Thank you, RJ.
No. I've got the song that I think you could do. And I'm like, I don't know. Stevie Wonder? Stevie Wonder was more of a Debucho type of thing.
I mean,
Debucho loves Stevie Wonder.
They've got a similar tone of voice as well,
And then, that was the song. That was my breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, praise Jesus. But I mean, that for me, it's I'll say it again. That was the performance where I was like, in my mind, that's when you won it. Or at least that's where you should have won. You know?
Yeah.
But with I Feel Good, that's where I lost it.
You think so?
When I finished performing I Feel Good, I everything was gone. Like every single ounce of energy inside of me was gone.
Yeah.
That performance took everything out of me. I was done. I was tired after that song.
Yeah.
I think that's more of a mental thing.
Yeah.
It's more of a mental thing, not because everything was done and tired and everything. It was more of a, because I'm sitting there and I'm listening to all the judges' comments, and Randall goes and says, ladies and gentlemen, the hardest working man in the season. I'm like, how does that even make you feel? That Randall is a tough nut to crack.
Yeah.
And then for him to say something like that to you, how did that even make you feel?
Yeah, I felt honored, and I think Randall, despite, you know, popular belief, he is the toughest judge, but he is the one judge that we step out on that stage to perform and impress.
Yeah,
because we don't want him to say the things that he says, and we always want to perform and just have him say good things about us. And when he says those things, you kind of want to do more still.
Mm.
You don't want to stop. You wanna do more. We do respect other judges' opinions. You know, whatever they say, we really take into heart.
Yeah.
But Randall has, through all the seasons, been that judge that you really want to impress. Like it's, if you don't impress him, it feels like you're not impressing the millions that are sitting at home listening.
Yeah.
You know, or the millions that are sitting at home watching.
We've got a message here on WhatsApp.
Okay.
I told you we're gonna be getting messages, Lonnie, today.
Yeah.
It's just what you do, by the way.
Oh, okay.
This is
not, honestly, it's not a reflection of how good our show is. It's a reflection of having you in that chair. We've got a message here from a person by the name Mercedes. She says, I hope SA music industry is ready for Tami, because he's a force to be reckoned with and his future is shining bright.
Yeah.
Aww. Right?
Mercedes, it happens to be my number one fan.
Ah.
She, like, I could tweet now, she will be the first to retweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you go through her Twitter account, it's Tami everywhere. It's Tami everywhere. She's even started a hashtag Platinum is Coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. How does that make
Speaking
you feel?
Into existence, eh?
You know what I mean? Like, how, because I can't begin to imagine how many people have reached out to you sent you messages of congratulations, messages of encouragement. How does it feel to be at the center of all of that love and you know?
This is really gonna take another turn now. Growing up, I wasn't really that loved, eh?
Okay.
And it feels like I've achieved everything.
Yeah.
Now that I've got people on Instagram, people at shows, you know, there's people. I've got a show this Sunday, and there's people flying from other provinces just to come in. And it's not even my show. I'm opening.
Yeah, yeah.
So all that love. And I thought I would lose it after Idols, because sometimes people are your supporters on the show not because of who you are or what you could bring to the industry.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things I'm mostly grateful of. I've kind of carried the same people from that love me on the show to the outside world.
Yeah.
And I know they're patiently waiting for my album, and I just want to assure them that I will not disappoint them. I will not disappoint their love for me. Mm-hmm. The album is coming out. I'm hard at work on it.
Yeah.
How's that journey? Because, I mean,
hey,
people, here's what I've realized, right? Because I'm also working on some music myself. A lot of people don't understand what it takes to be inside a studio, having to do something 30, 40 times. What would you say to people that just don't get it? That think, Tammy's just wasting our time. He's probably just sitting there.
Hey, guys. It is hard out there.
Yeah.
It is hard out there. Look, when you're on the show, the only people you are competing with are the people on the show.
Yeah.
When you are out of the show, now an upcoming musician or an artist in the industry, it's no longer about the people you were you're competing against. It is now, you know, Natim Sengana actually said this. She said, you know, what you guys don't sometimes know is that when you're on the show, it's about you and the other people that you're competing against. But as soon as the show ends, as soon as you're out of the show, it's down to the ground with all of us.
Yeah.
So you're competing with the Caspers of the industry. Mm. You're competing with Abu Musa. You're competing with even legends, Abu Brenda Farsi, that aren't even there anymore.
Yeah.
You're competing with all those people.
For sure.
You have to, in the midst of all of that, be yourself, and that's what is hardest when you step into studio, because you're now trying to bring out that thing that says, this is Tammy. It's no longer Stevie Wonder on the show. It's no longer Robin Malinga, Kelly Kumalo. It's no longer I Feel Good.
James Brown. Yeah.
It's no longer that. It's now Tammy.
Yeah.
You know, you have to listen to the album and say, snap, that is Tammy. You know, snap, this is something new in the industry. Snap, this could be my next track. Let me put aside that Brenda Fassie album that I love so much. Let me put aside that Robin Malinga album that I love so much. You know, I have to bring that, and that's what makes it the hardest in studio.
A lot of musicians, when you ask them this question, and I know one of them is Pharrell. Pharrell said, he was asked the question, how does he looks at music when he's sitting in that space and he's creating music? How does it comes to him? And he said it comes in colors. How does it come to you when you're in your creative space and you're writing and you're doing this and that? How do you see it, and how does it come to you?
It comes in a form of goosebumps. I could say the words ngiyakuthanda ngenhliziyo yami yonke ngotshela abazali bami, and that really doesn't say a lot. And when you put it to a melody, it's just still a song. But when I sing those same words on top of a melody, and goosebumps come, then that's when I know that this is a song.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the song, but it is a song. As soon as I get those goosebumps, I know. Like if I've got a melody in my head and I'm like if I don't get that, I'm gonna forget it. I'm not gonna even try and write anything on top of it. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just goosebumps.
How's your process? You write your own music, right? What do you go through? Is it something that you wait for that comes to you and then you decide to sit down, or are you the type of person that maybe hears two or three lines in their head and then jots them down quickly and then revisits it?
It sometimes I don't and this is gonna probably come as a shock to some people. I don't write music based on what I've gone through.
Okay.
It's really hard for me to do that. And so when I write music, I visit other people's spaces. I'll be sitting at home watching a movie. Movie inspires me so much. I start crying. I cried watching Spider-Man. I cried watching Spider-Man.
You cried watching Spider-Man.
There's that. It's touchy.
Hold
it's
on.
Touchy.
Tommy, hold on for a second. No, Sims, did you hear that? He cried watching Spider-Man. Did you hear that? I just need to check with Sims. Did that change your opinion at all, Sims?
Can I explain why?
Go ahead.
There's that scene. I mean, Jane has died, and now Spider-Man is alone, moaning. He doesn't want to wear his suit anymore. He doesn't want to be the superhero. And then the Rhino Man is now attacking the city. It's at the end.
Yeah.
And then that little boy just stands in front of the Rhino Man in a Spider-Man suit.
Yeah.
He's got no powers. He's got nothing.
Yeah.
He's just got, you know, believe that he can do something. And that on its own just it touched me. It gives me goosebumps now talking about the scene.
I've got a question from Tato.
Yeah.
He's saying, what do you think could actually kill your career?
Tato's a bit dark. This is a dark question, man.
I think it's a relevant question.
Yeah, this has just quickly turned into the house at the end of the street. I think people love certain things about me. If I change those things, I'll be losing the person that they love. I think if I keep that person, I'll be keeping the career that I've been given. So yeah, just I think staying grounded, staying who I am, who I was, is the only way I can stay in the industry, and not trying to change anything about my singing. Or I mean, everybody knows I am not a house vocalist. I am. Donald is there for that. Donald is there for it. Mikasa, the group, is there for it. I'm not that person. I should just be myself, and the rest will come.
So if you were to branch into all these things, that would definitely kill your career.
If I was ever to branch into any of them, I would still need to, like, you could make Nati sing gospel. He'll still sound like Nati.
Yeah.
You could make him sing I don't know if you could sing R&B though.
I think you could.
Janice.
I think you could.
Janice, R&B is close.
So I think whoever would approach you with the idea about doing a house song would have to make a sound a little bit closer to where you are.
It would have to be, you know, like, people need to hear that is Tommy.
You know what? After the show, I'm going to play you a song by Rocco. Mm-hmm. There's a DJ. I'm sure you know of Rocco, the French dude. He did a song with this vocalist. I forgot his name. This guy who's got a very high-pitched voice. The name of the song is Old Landmark. I think you'll like that.
Okay.
I think so. All right. For those of you who want to be part of the conversation, all you have to do is send us a message on WhatsApp, because we're that cool these days.
We even have phone lines now.
What radio station do you know?
Like online.
Has got a WhatsApp number. What can we say? We hold like that. We are hold like that. All right, the number is 079-748-2090. 079-748-2090. So you can be just like Mercedes, as well as Zandile here. She says, hi, Tommy. This is Zandile from Port Elizabeth. And
hey, Zandi.
She says, I just want to tell you I love you and you've been doing great. I can't wait to hear what you have in store for us in your album. I know it's going to be a killer album.
Oh!
Keep on working hard and it will pay off in the end.
The pressure. Oh.
The
pressure.
It's fine, guys. It's fine.
does this help you make better music or does it?
Actually does. Yeah.
It does?
It actually does.
You don't feel like you're going to crack under this pressure at all.
It's motivation.
Guys, nothing.
Or you don't look at it as pressure.
Nothing could be more pressure than being on Idols.
I can imagine having to learn a song overnight.
Yeah. And sometimes not just one song. It's two, three songs, and you have to bring the performance factor with it. It's
a lot.
It's a lot, but right now this encourages me.
Yeah. I mean,
when people say they're waiting for my music, they're waiting for me to come out, it means there is a space for me, there is a market for me out there, and I need to hit it. Mm.
When you're not working, when you're not making music, what do you do to relax? To say, this is my leisure time, this is tummy time. What do you do?
In my own time, I watch a lot of Netflix.
Ah,
that is much.
Okay, let's talk shows on Netflix. Because you know, people make it seem like Netflix is the show. Because everyone's like, what you doing? Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
you really didn't tell me anything.
Like
I'm watching DSTV. Right.
Can I not be judged for my choices?
No judgment here. No judgment.
But I know he watches the originals.
I love originals. Yes. Right there on top of the list. On top of the list.
Okay, this is not about me. Let me just
the
stop.
Originals.
No, let me stop.
Do not judge me, church people. Lucifer. I love watching Lucifer.
I think he's soft, but it's fine.
It's Iron Fist. Sense 8, what else have I watched recently? I don't like Vampire Diaries and Teen Wolf anymore.
That's quite a list.
An operative word being anymore.
I used to, but sometimes it just becomes a show.
Yeah.
They lose it sometimes, and when it gets there, I'm just like, I'm not there anymore.
Yeah.
The originals have had it since the beginning. I mean, come on.
So. I've just been notified by Palisa, who is our producer.
Hey, Palisa.
Hi, Palisa. Is she still on the line? We've actually got a caller, believe it or not.
Cool.
Hi, Mercedes. Mercedes, hello. No Mercedes.
Aww. We lost her.
We lost Mercedes.
Call
okay.
back, Mercedes.
She must have hung up. But I mean, it's pretty obvious now that she truly is a fan of yours.
Yeah.
She calls into every radio station I go to.
That is so cool.
It's clean. She's not the only one. There's other people.
Oh yes.
So we're gonna get the heat for that.
Yeah. And I always praise her over everybody else. So,
but maybe that's because she does it more than everyone else. Mm-hmm.
All right, I think we've got her on the line now. Hi, Mercedes.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm okay. Hi, Tommy.
Hello.
Somehow I knew you didn't want to talk to me.
Like,
how's it, Papalas?
Hey. It's fine now.
It's okay. So Mercedes was at my birthday party last week Friday.
Ah, okay.
And she drank a storm.
Oh, okay.
And that's not what she drank.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what she did.
But it was
a
storm.
It was a storm.
So Mercedes.
I just want to say to Tami, he must keep doing what he's doing. We love him for who he is. We love what he's doing. And then we are just waiting for the album.
For sure.
And then
Hashtag Platinum is coming.
For damn sure. Listen, Mercedes, before you hang up, if you could, tell me what it is you love about Tommy. Because I'm trying to figure it out. I know he's a great guy, but I want to know from you what it is you love about him.
You know what? I take him as my younger brother.
Ah, okay.
You know, I just love the way he sings, and I love the way he's so humble. He's so loving, and he's dedicated to what he's doing. He loves his music. He's passionate about his music and his career. So I take it upon myself to push him.
Yeah.
Up where he belongs, and he is going to be up where he belongs.
That is beautiful. He's thank you, there. Thank you, Mercedes.
Yes. He knows I love him. I love him so much.
I love you too. I love you too.
You know what? I feel like you just made our Friday today.
You
made our Friday, Mercedes.
Yeah.
Okay, Tammy. I'll see you on Sunday, boy.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Okay,
it's a
pleasure. Thanks
for the call, Mercedes.
Thanks. Bye.
So cool, man. You know what? We are getting more and more messages, man.
Yeah.
On our WhatsApp. In fact, this person didn't send a message. Like, she decided to send, like, a whole meme. You see? Is can it? You see? Can you see? Nolwazi here. Nolizwi. She says, thanks for having Tammy on the show. We just love that guy. Great interview. Right. Tammy, you've made us really popular today.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
Uh-huh. Tammy, you had friends before you went into the show.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have a best friend.
I think I know where this is going.
Not Evan. You see, is your best friend still your best friend? And why is that person your best friend?
I've got a couple of best friends.
Mm.
And look, they're my people, and I've tried not to lose them, and sometimes for a friendship, the hardest period would be probably getting through the first year.
Yeah.
As friends and overcoming, you know, just getting to know each other, going to places, fighting, going home separately, meeting up the next day, chilling together again.
Mm.
You know, all those things.
Going to church together.
Going to church together, worshiping together, yes. you know, because that's how we do it. That's how we do it. We're Christ kids.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jesus first.
Me. Shaka.
Oh, yeah.
I've kept all my friends, but now I think the biggest challenge is I sometimes feel like, you know, we're not understanding each other in a certain way. I haven't changed, but their opinion of me has changed, and that changes everything about our relationship.
Yeah.
That changes everything about how we know each other, all of us. And I continuously tell this to them, which is they have changed, I haven't changed. Like,
yeah.
I never used to want to take selfies with them every now and then. Mm-hmm. I never used to wanna, you know, talk to their girlfriends over the phone and be like, hi, how are you? This is Tammy. Oh, thank you so much for the support.
Yeah.
I never did that before. So why are we doing it now?
But yeah. You're not that popular then.
Yeah, but that means they have changed. I haven't changed.
I see your point.
I get you though.
Thank you.
I get you.
Thank you. I go home and my sisters won't even ask me how am I doing. They'll just want to know if I can take a selfie with them.
Mm.
Like
right.
The whole time.
So, Tammy, you mentioned something earlier on when you walked into the studio. Mm. I'm a little nervous right now,
mm-hmm.
because it involves someone doing something that she claims she does not do at all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why are we going there?
I feel like we should go there.
Like, I'm sitting here taking a deep breath, and I'm hoping you're not going
to
do this to me.
To be honest with you, right?
This show is not about me.
No. Listen, I'm going to need you to keep quiet. I'm going to need you to keep quiet for a second. So tell me, this is...
Woman sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is what I was thinking, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there are three talented individuals in this room.
Yeah.
There is one individual who has proven his talent to the whole country.
Okay.
There is one individual who is afraid to expose their talent to the country.
Okay.
And then there's another individual who likes making people show their talents to the country.
Afraid.
So, I was thinking, Can we have a little jam session?
Okay.
Can we have a little jam session? Should I find a nice instrumental, Nyana, maybe?
No problem. No,
let me try find something nice. I think this will work.
Who goes first?
I think we should open it up and let it happen the way it's supposed to happen. You know what I mean?
I can't believe this.
Here we go.
I really can't believe it.
Now let me spit to you the lyrics that you never thought. Lyrics that hope it's a clock. Expressing my punchlines and my metaphors. Got you all moving now. Jumping around. Moving around. Yes, to this crazy sound. Broke by this crazy child. Hold up. I think I'm coming up with some. And I still don't give a like a Catholic nun. I took Fat Joe's older brother, split him in two. Just to prove to y'all that I can drop big puns.
I don't believe you did this to me.
Can't you hear the beat?
Yeah, I can't.
Let's hook him up with proper earphones so he can hear. Here we go. Grassies. I don't even believe it because I did it to you.
I do believe that we all gifted, and I do believe we all deserve it. We all should just get up and fight for it. Fight for it. Just can't fight for it. What else?
That was more like of a Loni, come on. I told you guys I don't sing anymore.
Loni, come
but I've
on.
Been saying. I've been saying.
Loni, come on. But saying. You know what? You know what?
But,
I think.
But she
I think,
did sing though.
Yeah, she did. She did. But I think Tammy saved the day.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
you
did.
What
Tammy
do you
did.
Mean?
Tammy saved the day.
Come on,
day.
Guys.
All right.
I'm trying to remember a duet we did together at a rehearsal. I can't remember it. I can't remember the name of the song, but I remember it was a Martha Moniz song. I just can't remember what it was.
I can't believe you decide to tell us this when the show is coming to an end.
No idea. I have no
idea. I remember it.
No.
Martha Moniz.
Yeah, but it's fine. I can't remember the song, but I know it was a Martha Moniz song.
Listen, Tammy, how do we keep up with you on social media platforms? Unfortunately, we have to get out of here, man.
You can keep up with me on Twitter at Tammy Shobete, Instagram at Tammy Shobete, Facebook, my Facebook page, official Facebook page is Tammy Shobete. And there's also Idols SA Tammy Shobete. If you want either one of those two pages works. And you can call me on 081-518-2222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222
seen Palace's eyes. Like, she's sitting behind you. She was like, oh.
I know a lot of people were so ready
this
for this.
Not
like,
oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
I'm going to hit him up just now.
Yo, man, you know what? It was so fantastic hanging out with you. You're such an awesome person, man. I wish you nothing.
Had another hour.
Yeah, man. I wish you nothing but the best. Moving forward. We're still waiting for that album. Lundy, you're gonna leave him. You're gonna let him do this by himself. You're not gonna. There we go. Just like that, we out of here, man. And the best way to leave would be to do this. CliffCentral.com.